Before we did play Badgerly the Witch, which I'm sure you've all heard before, which we play all the time on the show. The story's actually been adapted into a new show called Badgerly, featuring a whole bunch of very well-known actors, including NZ's very own Rhys Darby, who plays Binklebonk and is actually about to join us all the way from LA. But first, here's a sneak peek at Binklebonk in the show.
Am I dreaming? Or am I dead?
If you're dead, then that means that I'm dead. I don't want to be dead.
Would you two stop saying the D-E-A-D word so loud? If you're not careful, the bellowing beast of the backwoods will bite your bare bottoms.
But we've got shorts on.
For now, but if the trouser robbers around here have their way, your bulbous bums will be on full display before you know it.
Nobody's stealing your stupid trousers.
Oh, that's what a trouser robber would say.
Get over yourself.
You get over my trousers, you thief.
Hey, Rhys, you there?
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Things good in LA?
Well, we've got these fires that are heading our way, so no, LA is in a terrible, catastrophic state at the moment.
Yeah, but I hope you're all right anyway, despite that.
Yeah, we're good.
Anyway, I'm curious, do you have any memories of the story from when you were a kid? Because we play it all the time for the kids who listen here.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's definitely going back a bit, obviously. I'm 50 now, but it's one of those ones that I guess I would say, for me personally, sparked the entire sort of comedic landscape for my future.
Really?
As a kid, yeah, definitely. Hearing Spike Milligan's Badgerly the Witch story when I was little just opened my eyes to the absurdity of silly comedy and how it makes you feel. And, you know, I think my kind of mantra from those early days was to continue that style, the absurdity, abstract humor, and just the sort of the silliness, doing comedy for comedy's sake, not punching down, just making people laugh and smile at the ridiculousness of what we can come up with as humans.
Right. I had no idea it was such a staple of your childhood. That's pretty interesting. Did you end up playing it for your kids?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we played it for them. We got the book as well, which Spike, you know, completely illustrated himself. And so, yeah, we got them in on that early as well.
Wow, so a big fan. So it must have been cool when you got the audition for this then. Must have been excited.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I love Ryan and the Muck Putty team. So, yeah, we know those guys well. So it was a really cool thing. And a cool thing to see them pull it together and how long it took, and you know, going and getting permission from the Milligan's estate in Australia, the family, and and all that kind of stuff. You know, it takes a long time to create something like this. I think it's probably, you'd have to check with them, but maybe two or 3 years before we got to where we are now, where it's it's now playing.
Well, it was worth it because the show's really cool. And I wanted to ask, of all the characters, is Binklebonk your favorite?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just couldn't believe when they, you know, showed me how he looks, and I just can really see myself as this little guy. And like, if I was not who I am, I think I would look like that.
Right.
Yeah, he's just really, he's really silly, and he has to find himself, and throughout the story, you know, he gets confidence. He doesn't want to go on this adventure. He just wants to be home. It reminds me, actually, of one of the hobbits, the hobbits in general in the Shire, who are happy with their little life, but are forced to go on some sort of adventure and get courage.
Yeah, right. And because the Spike Milligan story is about 20 to 30 minutes long, but this show is like 13 episodes. What can we expect from the show that isn't in the radio version?
Well, it's a broader idea, I guess. There's extra characters, and the adventure takes longer and more things happen.
Right.
So it's got the same vibe, but it's stretched out. Yeah, because that was part of the Muck Putty team getting permission, was to, can we extend the world? And that's yeah, that's where things have come into place. Just making the world bigger, so making it the same, adding little bits to it, but it's the same vibe and exactly what, you know, perhaps Spike would have completely been fine with.
Yeah.
If he was to make it into a bigger thing.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And you said before, because it was so big for you when you were a kid, why do you think it's such a staple in New Zealand? Because even though it's from the UK, so many people from New Zealand listen to it and love it. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think, well, after all, you know, a lot of our humour comes from the British, and we've kind of grown up watching a lot of British stuff, BBC comedy through the 70s and 80s, Monty Python and all of the David Croft comedies. So it's definitely in our psyche, and as New Zealanders, what we bring from our own perspective is that we are very isolated. We're quite a rural, always have trouble with that word, country style nation. And so I think our humour, even though it is very British, it's actually very its own thing as well. And yeah, the silliness, the weirdness is something that we really attached ourselves to because we're weird. We are a bizarre type of person because of where we live and how beautiful our country is and how weird we feel that when we see all the things that happen in the rest of the world, how, you know, we are kind of detached from it all, and that makes us feel like we're a bit bonkers because there's not many of us, and we also have quite a lot less to do in this country than maybe in other places, and so we can create our own fun, which is why I think we're such an innovative society. We're always creating things in our back sheds, and it's kind of our thing, and I think that sort of spark of weird creativity sort of aligns with that silly Spike Milligan story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. And lots of people who are listening probably know you from films and shows and stuff where you'd have very visual comedy. I'm curious what it's like doing voice acting and how that's different to maybe being on screen or on stage in terms of acting.
Yeah, that's a good question. And, yeah, I am quite a physical performer, and I enjoy that very much so on stage. But I really love doing voice work because it strips away all of those things that you need to worry about when you're doing visual stuff, whether it be on TV, making yourself look great, you've got a set, you know, your style, your costumes, all that kind of stuff. It takes all that away, and it really just relies on the imagination, which at the grassroots level of my creativity, that's exactly it. So I'm just in a small studio, I've just got a microphone, and I've got to create with my words the picture for everyone's minds. And I think that's that, you know, when we go back to the beginning, the Spike Milligan play, the radio play that we all listened to as a kid that you guys play a lot, that's where it began in my mind. I'm visualizing this stuff. I'm seeing it. And so then it's just coming full circle to doing that. And the other thing is I just love doing funny, silly voices.
Yeah, right. Because I used to watch Voltron all the time, and I was a big fan of your work in that, I should mention.
Oh, awesome.
That was
pretty epic getting that.
Yeah, that's a cool role to play. Anyway, before we wrap up, I want to ask you if you have a favorite part of the story.
Well, for me, there's so many different parts I love. I mean, it's just that one of the magical parts of the story is that every turn is something interesting that happens.
Yeah.
But I think, without spoiling the ending for anyone, that I don't really know how the TV show is going to get to in part 13. But it's definitely when things culminate at the end. And let's just say when the eagle turns up. Because I know there's going to be a lot of kids who maybe, you know, either probably heard the story, but not sure where it's going to go on the TV. So, that and just Binklebonk's general vibe with him trying to make things bigger with his magic And, him kind of finding himself.
Right. Yeah, well, hey, Reese, thanks so much for chatting to us. It was really interesting. We're all big fans of your work.
Oh, thank you. No, I love it. I love being able to chat to people and have young kids get inspired by me the same way I was inspired by Spike and the Pythons.
Yeah, it's come full circle. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks so much. I hope things are going to be all right for you in Los Angeles. But really enjoyed the chat. Thank you, Reese.
No worries. Have a good day.
Nice to meet you. See you later.
See ya.
Bye.